那个生命会等我们成长。
Because Jesus' life is patient.
因为主的生命是忍耐。
Jesus' life is kind.
主的生命是慈爱。
But that life won't wait for us forever.
但是这一个不会永远等我们。
And sometimes the Lord will stir up the nest like the eagle's mother stir up the eagle's nest.
有时候主搅动巢窝。
Sometimes it is for the little eagles to learn to take wings.
好叫小鹰可以自己学会飞起来。
And I saw Discovery Channel.
我看到电视上一个节目。
And the mother eagle is not very kind at that time.
母鹰有时候并不是那么善良。
And he just like kind of like urging the little eagle onto the edge of the nest.
他好像催着小鹰可以到那个他的巢边。
And then all of a sudden she spread her wing and go, ah!
突然他就把他的翅膀展开。
Oh, that little eagle just phew, starting to fall from the nest.
然后小鹰就有点害怕。
But before she know it, the little eagle is flying also.
然后呢他就发现小鹰自己也会飞了。
And this is miracle of miracles.
这是一个奇迹。
Nothing can stop your life from growing.
没有什么可以阻止你的生命长大。
Nothing in the nature can stop you from growing.
在自然界里面没有什么可以阻止你的生命长大。
And it is the Lord's will for every one of us to grow.
主的旨意就是要我们每一个人都能够长大。
No enemies on the outside can stop you from growing.
外面的仇敌不能够阻止我们长大。
The only thing, the only person can stop you is yourself.
只有一件事，一个人可以阻止你长大。
As long as you are unwilling.
那就是你自己。
Nothing, nobody can do for you.
如果你不愿意，真的没有人能够帮你。
And it is surprising that in the history of God's people,
在教会的历史里面
，and we often are surprised by how people are unwilling to learn from the Lord.
我们有时候觉得很稀奇，为什么人这么不愿意来学
？And I think there is one reason.
我想有一个原因。
Because we are always like to be comfortable.
因为我们都喜欢舒适的环境。
We do not quite like changes.
我们不喜欢被改变。
We don't like someone to push us into something that we are not ready, we think.
我们不喜欢有人在后面被逼我们做什么。
So we resist.
所以我们常常抵挡。
And recently, my son, actually, 2 years ago, my son resisted me very much.
两年前我的儿子抵挡我很厉害。
Because I am not very patient man.
因为我并不是一个很有耐心的人。
And I always say, son, you are pretty smart.
我有常常说，孩子，你很聪明。
And you are big enough.
你也够大了。
You could do a lot of things.
你可以做很多的事。
Only if you are active about it.
但是你必须要积极一点。
Yeah, if you just kind of wait for things to happen to you, it doesn't always happen like that.
如果你总是在那里等着事情发生，它并不会发生。
I mean, if you look at your waistline and then say, hey, it should be smaller.
如果你看着你的腰围觉得应该小一点的话。
And you may use all your energy into thinking that it should be smaller.
然后你用尽所有的力量觉得它应该小一点。
But it won't be smaller.
但它不会变小。
Unless you start doing something about it.
除非你开始运动。
So, you know, how we...Grow is very important.
我们怎样长大是很重要的。
How are we going to spend our energy?
我们怎样用我们的力量是很重要的。
Again, in the history of the house of God,
在神家中
in the history,
在神家的历史当中
and there are a lot of times that people are using energy in the wrong place.
人常常用错了力量。
And so therefore, there is a lot of waste.
所以有很多浪费了。
And there is not very effective result from that.
也没有很好的效果出来。
And it is important, I must stress, that every Christian should pray.
我觉得很重要的是每一个基督徒都应该祷告。
Lord willing, we have to pray always, unceasingly.
我们要不住的祷告。
And sometimes again, if we are more mature in the life of Christ, we will pray oftentimes everywhere.
有的时候你比较成熟的时候可能你常常会祷告。
And sometimes we need to pray with other saints.
有时候我们需要与其他的弟兄姊妹一起祷告。
It is not a format.
并不是一个形式。
It is not just a gathering so that the church looks good.
也不只是一个聚集叫教会看起来好看一点。
And it has to be for a reason, for a purpose in that prayer meeting.
这个祷告一定是为了一个原因。
And just like when you pray, you won't just pray randomly.
所以当你祷告的时候，你不会只是为了祷告而祷告。
You will pray, more you pray, more you have a burden about something.
你越多祷告，你越多为这件事情就产生一个负担。
In the process of us growing up,
在我们成长的过程当中
，we will discover what we truly need.
我们会发现我们到底真的需要什么。
If 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, that difficulty has not passed.
如果一年、两年、三年，这一个难处并没有过去。
If 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, all our services is not very effective.
如果过了一年、两年、三年，我们的服事并没有什么果效。
I believe every Christian has it in his heart that we should pray about certain things.
我相信每一个基督徒在他的心中都知道说我们一定要为某些事情祷告。
So that that difficulty will no longer exist among us.
好使这一个难处不在我们的当中。
So that my personal growth can be happening.
好使我自己的长大可以开始长，可以开始。
So that the church growth should be happening by now.
教会也可以开始成长。
So I say prayer is very, very important.
所以我说祷告是非常的重要。
That is if you have prayer with a direction.
你必须要有一个目标祷告。
And so therefore we want to look at what kind of direction the book of Ephesians inspiring us for.
我们来看一下以弗所书到底是怎样一个有目的的祷告。
And we want to follow along the Lord's will for all of us.
我们来跟从主的旨意。
Because without the Lord's will,
如果没有神的旨意
，there are only a whole bunch of man's will.
那就只有人的旨意。
And therefore, everyone will say, "Why don't we try this?"
每个人都会说，我们为什么不试一下这个
？And why don't we, you know, go in that direction for a while?
为什么不试一下那个
？Or we see, oh, that other Christian group, they do it pretty well, and then why don't we copy that method?
或者我们觉得别人的教会好像这个很好，我们为什么不照他们一样的去做
？And all of these are good attempts.
这些好像都很好。
Except they may not be the Lord's will for all of us.
但是并不一定是主在我们身上的旨意。
So I think there is one will that is from the Lord that wants to all of us to come along with.
神有一个旨意，就要我们让我们都可以在一起。
That's why we not only treasure the Bible.
我们并不只。
We not only treasure prayer, we treasure the Bible.
我们并不只宝贵祷告，我们也宝贵神的话。
Because we believe the Bible is our common language.
因为圣经是我们通用的语言。
And so therefore, we would like to reveal on the Bible.
所以我们还要来看圣经。
And I hope that this morning we will receive it together in one heart.
盼望我们今天都能够在一个同心的里面能够来领受这些话。
Now we will begin by reading three verses.
我们先来读三节圣经。
And if you will open to the book of Ephesians,
请读以弗所书。
We will read first of all the first verse and then the last two verses of Ephesians.
我们读以弗所书的第一节和最后两节。
So we have the beginning.
我们有开始。
And we have the end.
我们也有结束。
And so we know what is in the beginning.
我们知道开始是什么。
And so that how we may end properly.
我们也知道我们应该怎样的结束。
And what it is for us to watch out for.
我们应该
between the two.
在这中间我们应该留意什么。
Let us read Ephesians 1:1.
我们读以弗所书第一章第一节。
Together. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus. And here the Chinese version is called 忠心, and the English it says faithful.
在中文圣经里面讲到忠心，在英文圣经里面讲到信实。
And there is a slight difference I want us to pay attention to.
这中间有一点点不同。
Faithful simply means full of faith.
信实表示你是很有信心的。
And when faith increases to the full capacity,
当信心长到它一个度量的时候
you are faithful.
你就是信实的。
Without faith, no one can be faithful.
没有信心，没有人可以成为信实的。
And in the Old Testament, we see that the word faith does not exist.
我们在旧约里面没有看到信心这一个字。
Because the Son of God, Jesus Christ, has not yet come.
因为神的儿子耶稣基督还没有来。
And people believed in God.
神相信神，人相信神。
It is a mental choice.
是在头脑里面的选择。
But it is not the faith that we talk about in the New Testament.
但是并不是我们在新约时代所讲的信心。
And we know that in the book of Revelation, Jesus Christ our Lord has a name.
我们知道在启示录里面主耶稣有一个名字。
And his name is I am the faithful and true.
就是我就是那诚信真实者。
And his name is faithful.
他的名字就是信实。
And his name is true.
他的名字就是诚信真实。
And it is so wonderful that when the Lord Jesus comes, faithfulness is possible for his children.
当主来的时候，对神的儿女来说，信实才可以，
才有可能。
才有可能。
In Old Testament, all the saints in the past, they try so hard and they end up proving themselves not very faithful.
在旧约里面，旧约的圣徒他们用尽所有的力量，但是却没有办法达到信实。
It is not a matter of do they know right from wrong.
并不是说他们不知道错或对。
They know way more than right from wrong.
他们远远比我们知道错或对。
They not comparing to us. But among themselves, they know a lot more than right from wrong.
他们知道什么是错，什么是对。
Because they have the law of God.
因为他们有神的律法。
And which is a higher standard than all the right and wrong of the mankind.
比所有人的对错更高的原则。
But the problem is that they try hard, but they couldn't attain.
问题是他们那么的努力，但是却达不到。
Again, the key is because Jesus Christ, the faithful, has not yet come.
因为主耶稣这一位诚信真实者还没有来到。
So therefore, it is so blessed for the children of God to live in this time.
所以现在的圣徒是何等的有福。
That is if we understand the Bible.
那就是除非我们认识圣经。
Brothers and sisters, if you try to be faithful on your own,
如果你试着靠你自己来做信实。
And I don't know how strong a person you are.
我不知道你有多刚强。
But in my experience, I failed about in a month's time.
但是在我经历的里面，我可能一个月就失败了。
And everything is relative when we're talking about saints practice, by the way. When we're talking about the practices of the saints,
当我们讲到圣徒的操练的时候，
it is all relative.
很多事情都是相关的。
But when we're talking about the name of Jesus, we have to believe it is absolute.
当我们讲到主的名的时候，这是绝对的。
Because he is the truth.
因为他就是真实。
And if we are holding fast to the truth,
当我们持守真实的时候，
that is the beginning of our faith.
这就是我们信心的开始。
That is the process of our faith.
这是就是我们信心的过程。
And until one day when we see the Lord face to face,
直到有一天我们与主面对面的时候，
May the Lord speak to every one of us, you good and faithful servant.
但愿主都能够对我们说，你又好又良善的仆人。
Oh, this is my hope.
这是我的盼望。
I don't know if you hope for the same thing.
我不知道你是不是也有这样的盼望。
It is not easy for us to put down our own preference to serve the Lord's will sometimes.
有时候要放下我们自己的意见来服侍主并不容易。
And sometimes, you know, we have family.
有时候我们有自己的家庭。
We have our own career.
有自己的
职业。
事业。
And we have our own hobby, interest.
有自己的嗜好。
We have our own thinking of the future.
有自己
为了 We have our own plan.
将来的打算。
But when it comes to the will of the Lord,
但当我们讲到神的旨意的时候，
The Lord is asking us to lay that aside.
主要我们把这一切都放下。
Because all those things are good.
当然这些事情都好的。
But the Lord says, I have something better.
但主说我有更好的为你预备。
Oh, about 10 years ago, all of a sudden, I realized that something the Lord has prepared for me is better.
十年前我忽然发现说主为我预备了一个更好的事。
So I lay down my family.
所以我就放下自己的家庭
I lay down my career.
放下自己的事业
And I lay down at the time I fought everything.
放下好像那时候我以为是所有的
Then I became a co-worker in the church.
我就在教会里面做一个同工
What did I do?
我做了什么
Nothing.
什么都没做
Can I present any results?
我能够拿出什么结果吗
Nothing.
没有
For 7 years long, I didn't even preach.
7年之久, 我没有传一篇道。
And because there was a lot of preacher at the time.
因为在教会里面有很多的传道人。
Oh, this young preacher is not yet preacher yet.
这一个年轻的传道人还没有轮到他。
So I was saying, one day I will preach.
又对自己说，有一天我要做传道人。
When I grow up, I want to be like them.
等我长大，我要像他们一样。
But no, the Lord never tells us to be like anyone else.
主并没有告诉我们要像谁那样。
We have to be like Jesus.
我们要像主。
So I was wrong.
我是错了。
But it took me a long time to realize how wrong I was.
但是我等了很久才发现说我自己是错了。
Let us look at Ephesians 6.
我们再看以弗所书第六章。
23 to 24. The last two verses.
22到24节。 23到24节
Together. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. And here the English version and the Chinese version has a little bit different. And the Chinese version says, the 24 says, and here is 诚心爱, it's like faith, loyally, faithfully love.
这里说到诚心爱,
it could be meaning in the Chinese version, say a sincere love.
可能意思也可以说是一个很真的爱。
很诚恳的爱。 Yeah, but the original language, which the English version has it closer,
在原文的里面也许英文比较接近原文,
has nothing to do with human quality in it.
并没有人的因素在里面。
Man could be sincere or insincere.
人可以, 诚恳或者不诚恳。
And man could really want to mean it or not to mean it.
人也可以, 真的有意或无意。
But the original meaning of it is it means incorruptible love.
但是在原文的里面是说不朽坏的爱。
Which is much higher quality than our so-called sincere love.
比我们所讲的这一个诚恳的爱更高的爱。
What is incorruptible love?
什么是不朽坏的爱?
That means when this love is tested by time,
是当这一个爱经过时间的考验,
its corruption won't be explored.
它不会朽坏。
It won't be discovered that, oh, after all, this love is not right.
也不会发现说, 哦, 这一个爱不对。
And you know that Paul gives the last benediction at the end of Ephesians.
保罗在以弗所书最后讲的祝福里面。
And he says, grace be with all those who love our Lord.
他说, 并愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人。
With incorruptible love.
用那一个不能朽坏的爱。
And so we know that it is important how we love the Lord.
很重要的是我们怎样来爱主。
How we will grow in the house of the Lord together.
我们要怎样在神家中一起来成长。
First of all, we talk about faithfulness. It's God's standard. It's Jesus Christ.
我们讲到信实, 这是神的标准。
And we also now come to know that the conclusion is not man's effort either.
所以我们发现结果并不是人自己去努力出来的。
It's not because, oh, I have a sincere love, I want to be trying to love the Lord, and that matters.
并不是说我有一个诚恳的爱，我要来爱主。
I already started, you know, when I became a co-worker, when I was not doing much, you know, with my time.
当我刚刚出来服侍的时候，我已经 我并没有做很多事。
Then I realized that something in me was corrupting.
但是我发现在我里面有东西正在。
Of course, the reason why I can last till today is because something else in me was not corrupting.
但是在我里面有另外一个东西是不会朽坏的。
I love my Lord and I'm going to be receiving the calling and serve Him all the rest of my life. That will never change.
我爱我的主，我接受他的呼召，我要永远侍奉他，这永远不会改变。
But one thing that I found being corrupting and every day is deteriorating. It's how I thought I was serving the Lord. Because I have no other examples. And so when I grow up, I can only look after the pattern of all the people around me.
所以我, 当我在成长的过程中, 我只是看周围的人是怎样长大的。
But you know, even our teenager can find out what flaw, how much flaw we carry on the adults. Isn't it true?
有时候我们的十几岁的孩子 在我们身上也会看到很多的不对的地方。
And because everyone has a judgment in them.
每一个人都有自己的看法。
And I have this corrupting love in me.
我有在我里面有一个会朽坏的爱。
And I was judging everybody.
我在定罪所有的人。
On one hand, I love my brothers and sisters.
一面我很爱所有的弟兄姊妹。
But on the other hand, I say, how can you be like this? How can he be like this?
但另一面我却说，你怎么可以这样？你怎么可以那样？
And that questioning how really drags me down.
这样的疑问在我里面真的把我拖垮了。
I love my brothers and sisters.
我爱所有弟兄姊妹。
But my love for my brothers and sisters at the time is getting corrupting.
但是我对弟兄姊妹的爱却渐渐在朽坏。
Until one day I realized that ought not be.
直到有一天我觉得不可以这样子。
If my brother is my leader,
如果我的弟兄是带领我的,
if my sister is my counselor,
如果我这个姊妹是带,是辅导我的,
I have my position to play as well.
我也有我自己该站的地位。
Yes, they are not perfect.
是的, 他们并不是完全的。
But as long as they are my leader, my counselor,
但只要他们是我的,带领我的,辅导我的,
I must ask the Lord how I should follow.
我必须问主我应该怎样来跟随。
What is lacking in me is that I only follow people on the outward.
在我里面缺少的是我只是在外面跟随人。
But my heart determined that they are wrong.
但我心却认定他们是错的。
I, on the outward, I say I love my brothers and sisters.
我外面说我爱弟兄姊妹。
But on the inside, I don't agree with any one of them.
但是在我里面其实我并不同意他们的做法。
Now I'm exposing myself to tell you a process.
我把我自己打开来就是要告诉你们有一个过程。
Because that process revealed in me that there is a part of my love is getting corruption.
因为这一个过程让我发现在我里面有一个渐渐朽坏的。
And Paul says we need grace from the Lord for that.
保罗说为了这一个我们需要神的恩惠。
Without the grace from the Lord, we can never love with incorruptible love.
如果没有神的恩典，我们没有办法用不朽坏的爱来爱别人。
It is this love of Jesus Christ in us that carries us through.
是耶稣基督这一个爱带我们过来。
This love will enable my son to love his father.
是这一个爱使我的孩子能够爱他的父亲。
And if anyone go talk to my son, any problem with your father?
如果任何人去问我的孩子，你父亲有什么问题？
By the way, I welcome anybody to talk to my son.
我也欢迎大家去问他。
I think Christians should not have anything to hide.
我想我们基督徒没有什么可以隐藏的。
But I'm not going to tell you everything.
那我也不会把所有的告诉你。
You want to find out, talk to my son.
你想知道的话，你就告问我的孩子。
It's probably more accurate than I tell you about myself.
可能比我告诉你我的情形还要准确。
But it's okay.
那没有关系。
Because that's my true condition, being observed by another person.
因为这就是我孩子从我身上看到我真实的光景。
But you know what? Even that, it is still not very accurate.
就是这样子也不一定是准确的。
But even if I can live perfectly before my son,
就算我能够在我儿子面前做得那么的完全,
that doesn't mean I am perfect.
并不表示我就是完全了。
So therefore, to begin with, we are not to seek after someone's agreement on how we live anyway.
所以我们并不是要别人来认同我们怎样生活。
But the standard is the will of God.
但是我们的目标是主的旨意。
What God is wanting for us to receive.
神到底要我们领受什么?
What is exactly better for us than what we have originally?
到底我们有什么是比我们现在所有的更好?
And the faithfulness of the saints comes from Jesus Christ.
人的信实是从神来的。
And the love of the saints comes from the grace of God.
圣徒的爱是从神的恩典来的。
And Ephesians tell us there are three kinds of grace.
以弗所书告诉我们有三种恩典。
And the first kind is in chapter 1 verse 6, the glory of his grace.
第一种讲到他荣耀的恩典。
And this glory of his grace, if you read carefully, is talking about the redemption of Jesus Christ by the love of, by the blood of the beloved Son.
这个荣耀的恩典是借着这他爱子的血得蒙救赎。
And the forgiveness of our transgressions.
过犯得以赦免。
And it is called the glory of his grace.
这叫做荣耀的恩典。
And because it is something that God gives us.
这是神给我们的。
It is a very high platform.
这是很高的一个境界。
And it is something that we did not deserve to be on.
这是我们原先所不配得的。
And this platform is called the redemption of the beloved.
这一个境界是讲到他爱子的血得蒙救赎。
Not only the sinner's sins are forgiven.
并不是还不只是罪人的罪已经被赦免。
But then God has given us this glory of his grace to lift us up onto this platform called the redemption of the beloved son.
神把这一个给我们这一个荣耀的恩典叫我们能够达到这一个境界就是他爱子的血得蒙救赎。
And whenever we think of how the Lord has redeemed us,
每一次想到主怎样救赎了我们,
we will never judge anybody else.
我们就不会再去论断任何人。
We will never be stumbled because someone else is not that good.
我们也不会因着别人的不好而跌倒。
We just come back to the Lord and pray for ourselves and pray for our brothers and sisters.
我们只有回到神的面前为着自己为着弟兄姊妹来祷告。
Oh Lord, somehow we don't deserve your glory.
哦主我们其实并不配得你的恩典。
And by the sight of man, there is no glory.
但是在人的眼中没有什么荣耀。
But I know this is the born again Christian.
但是我知道他是重生的基督徒。
I know his experience, he is saved.
我知道他的经历他是得救的。
He is a glorious beloved son.
他是荣耀的是被爱的儿子。
We thank the Lord. Redemption simply means the Lord has given us the positions that we have lost.
救赎讲到说主把我们那一个失去的地位赎回来。
And he is now placing us on this glorious platform.
现在他把我们放在一个荣耀的境界。
Old Testament Christians cannot even dream about it.
在旧约的基督徒他们想都没无法想象。
But we already have it.
那我们现在却已经得到了。
Because we have received this grace.
因为我们领受了这一个恩典。
There's another grace.
另外一个恩典。
Called the riches of his grace.
叫做丰富的恩典。
And which is in 1:7.
就在第一章第七节。
And this riches of his grace talks about how that by all wisdom and insight we can now know God's will.
这一个丰富的恩典让我们知道说我们怎样来领受神的恩典。
Now this is a will that is exercising, particularly personally I think is in the body of Christ.
这一个恩典是在基督的身体里面操作的。
From the insight and the wisdom we gain by Paul,
从我们从保罗所领受的
to all the saints of the past
一直到所有过往的圣徒
and I personally believe that every Christian has something to offer to the body of Christ
我相信每一个基督徒都有他的一份可以放在神的家中
just like from very very beginning I realized that every baby every child has something to offer me as a human
就像从最起初我就知道说一个孩子他再小他都有他能够给出去。
Every person is has of a different gift.
每一个人都能够给不同的礼物。
But with all the gifts combined, it is called the riches of his grace.
当所有的恩赐放在一起的时候就是丰富的恩典。
The Lord Jesus wants to give us all these riches.
主要把这所有的丰富来赐给我们。
If every time you only listen to my wisdom,
如果只听我个人的智慧
and even if we can pass on wisdom 100%,
就算我可以把我所有的智慧传给你们
and sad to say you are only as wise as me,
很可怜的就是你只不过和我一样聪明。
No one wants to be as wise as me.
没有人要和我一样的聪明。
I don't even want to be as wise as me.
我都不想像我这样的聪明。
I want to be wiser than me.
我要比我现在更智慧。
I want to be having the wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我要有主耶稣基督的智慧。
That's why we need together.
所以我们需要在一起。
We need all the saints' riches together.
我们需要所有圣徒所有的丰富在一起。
Now, not to just throw out the opinions.
并不是丢一些建议而已。
But to live out your life that you know.
而是活出你的生命。
And to share really seriously what you have.
把你自己所有的与别人一起分享。
And I don't mind sharing the little thing that I have.
我不在意与你们分享我一些事情。
A lot of times the things that I share is very impure.
有的时候我分享的可能有瑕疵。
But this is what I have.
但是这就是我所有的。
So I hope you will forgive me.
所以我希望你们能够原谅我。
In the glory of His grace.
在他荣耀的恩典里面。
You forgive me.
请你原谅我。
Just like I've already forgiven you.
就像我已经原谅了你们。
For even think about forgiving me. No. That's how impure we are.
我们就是这样瑕疵的人。
But then there is the third kind of grace.
有第三个恩典。
The third kind of grace is called the stewardship of His grace. 福音执事的恩典。
福音执事的恩典。
And of course it is given to Paul.
就是神赐给保罗的。
But I believe it's also given to his church.
我相信这也是神所赐给他教会的。
And what is this stewardship of his grace?
这一个福音执事的恩典是什么？
It is to deliver those people who are bound.
就是将那些在捆绑中的人拯救出来。
And this is the purpose of our gospel.
这就是我们福音的目的。
We are bound by our own ignorance.
我们被我们的无知捆绑。
We are bound by our own limitation.
被我们的有限捆绑。
We are bound by our prejudice.
被我们的成见捆绑。
We are bound by our own history.
被我们的背景过去捆绑。
We are bound by our own wisdom and insight.
被我们自己的智慧聪明捆绑。
But there is the glory of His grace.
但是在这里有神荣耀的恩典。
There is this riches of His grace.
有他丰富的恩典。
Now what?
现在怎样?
The church needs the stewardship of His grace.
现在教会需要他福音职分的恩典。
So that you and I can tell people about it.
我们这样我们就可以把这个福音传给别人。
It is good that we read the book of Ephesians.
我们读以弗所书觉得很好。
And it is good for us.
对我们很好。
And I'm pursuing the Lord.
我正在追求主。
But it is more important.Sometimes,
但是有时候更重要的是
to be the stewardship of His grace,
就是能够做他福音的执事。
So that if you have heard of the gospel,
如果你已经听过福音，
the best exercise is to tell people about the gospel.
最好的操练就是把这个福音传给别人。
Paul became the prisoner for this purpose.
保罗为这个缘故成为耶稣基督被囚的。
That means he would do nothing else but this.
他什么都不做，就是为了这一个。
And his whole life is devoted to this.
他整个生命就是为了这一个。
And he was tested by his love for the gospel.
他对着福音的爱被试炼。
And he was never changed.
他并没有改变。
And he loves the Lord with incorruptible love.
他用那一个永远不朽坏的爱爱他的主。
And he is therefore our role model.
所以他是我们的榜样。
And we say among human beings,
在人当中
there is no one like Paul.
没有人像保罗。
And indeed it is true.
真的没有人像保罗。
And because he was so victorious all through his death.
因为他一生都是那样的得胜。
And beyond.
更超过这一个。
And we just thank God for a brother like that in Christ.
我们为着保罗感谢神。
And that is the faithfulness that we are all pursuing.
就是我们都在追求的信实。
And today our topic is called Cherish our relationship in the name of our Lord.
今天我们的题目是顾惜我们一切奉主名的信实关系。
And because we have received the grace of the Lord,
因为我们已经领受了主的恩典。
So we want to love the Lord with all that we have.
所以我们要用所有我们有的来爱主。
Now if anyone wants to love someone else,
如果有人要爱别人。
And there may be some boyfriends, girlfriends among us.
也许有男朋友、女朋友。
And you know that your love for the other person will be tested.
你知道你对另外一个人的爱会经过试炼。
Now, if you know, before you got married and then it is exposed that your love is corrupted, Then it is a very lesser chance for you to get married.
那就很没有可能你们会结婚。
But if you have a sweet mouth,
如果你的嘴很甜,
you talk very convincingly,
如果你讲话很叫人可以幸福,
and you say, oh brother, I'm actually a good person.
你说弟兄, 我其实是一个很好的人。
Just marry me.
就跟我结婚。
And then he say, okay.
然后他就说好。
And then find out it's not that good.
然后发现说并不是这么好。
But then it's fixed.
那已经太晚了。
When the relationship is established.
当一个关系已经建立了。
Today's topic is cherish our relationship in the name of the Lord.
今天的题目是要顾惜我们奉主名的关系。
But before we talk about it, we must say, don't enter into a relationship so casually.
不要这么随便的进入一个关系。
But after you enter into a relationship,
但是当你进入这一个关系的时候,
it is your obligation to cherish it.
这是你的责任要顾惜它。
That's the will of the Lord.
这是神的旨意。
And so I'm going to just jump over that because time passed.
我就跳过, 因为时间过得很快。
And I would just jump over to the end part.
我讲到以弗所说最后,
to the end part that there are three relationships that we need to cherish.
最后讲到有三个关系我们需要顾惜的,
to cherish in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
要在奉主的名顾惜。
And remember, if we don't carry the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot be faithful.
如果我们不惜带主的名, 我们不可能成为信实的。
But every time when you call upon the name of Jesus,
每一次当你呼喊这一个名的时候,
your faith stays.
你的信心就起来。
And then increase.
然后就渐渐的多一点。
Until it will reach to its fullness.
直到它达到它的, 声量。
The name of Jesus is there always.
主的名永远都在那里。
So it is Paul's admonition for us.
这是保罗要, 告诉我们的。
And he says that we must give thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我们要凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神。
Give thanks for all things.
凡事感谢。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的名里面。
Our Lord is so wonderful.
我们的主何等的奇妙。
Sometimes we forget about him.
有时候我们会忘记他。
But he is there.
但是他还是在那里。
But there are times we remember him.
有时候我们记得他。
Then remember also to give thanks.
要记得常常感谢神。
And there are times that I found in my own experience again.
在我自己经历的里面, 我常发现,
forgive me for telling you so much about my experience.
请原谅我, 我常常告诉你们我自己的经历。
Because I want to learn how to preach.
因为我想学怎样传道。
A lot of times people say you don't have, you know, you're just talking about old stories.
有时候人只是说你只是在讲旧的故事。
And so therefore we have to learn to tell about ourselves some new stories.
所以有时候我要把自己一些新鲜的事告诉大家。
But actually it's not really that new anyway.
其实也不是那么新鲜。
And then when I talk about myself,
当我讲到我自己,
then it is my experience to say when I live through an easy time,
当我在一个很舒适的环境的时候,
I found out in my experience that it's not that easy for me to remember Jesus.
我从我经历的里面, 我发现, 并不是那么容易要记得主。
At least some years ago, it is so true for me like that.
至少在过去一些年, 我是这样子的。
Oh, when I eat something delicious,
有时候我吃一些很好吃的东西,
I only ask, do I have more?
我只会问说, 还有没有?
You know, of course, I already give thanks before I eat it.
当然我吃以前有感谢神。
But when I want more, I just ask.
但是当我还要的时候, 我只是就是要。
But it is also in my experience,
在我经历的里面,
that after I was saved as a Christian,
当我信主之后,
when every time I have difficulties attacking me,
当每一次有难处临到我时,
whether it is from my environment,
不管是从环境里面来的,
or from my relationship with other people,
还是从我与人中间的关系,
or from my inner condition of my life,
或是我里面的光景,
when I am not in such a good shape,
当我的光景并不好的时候,
there is never, as I recall, a time that I don't remember to call on Jesus.
我并不记得我有一次没有记得主的名。
So I would like to remind everyone,
我想提醒大家,
it is good for us to remember Jesus and give thanks.
我们能够记得主, 常常凡事谢恩是很好的。
For all things is not that easy.
因为所有的事情并不这么容易。
For some people, maybe it's just the beginning of practice.
对有些人可能只是刚刚开始操练。
For some people, like me, maybe we will only remember to call on Jesus' name when we having difficulties.
像我有时候只是当我有难处的时候我会记得呼喊主的名。
But the Bible says, give thanks for all things in the name of Jesus.
但圣经说, 凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名感谢父神。
This is how we can be faithful.
这是我们怎样能够成为信实的。
And one day, my son recently started to drive.
我的儿子最近开始开车。
And I have long before told him, if you don't come home on time, call.
我很早以前就告诉他，如果你不能够按时回家，必须打电话给我。
Is that too much to ask?
这是不是问的要求太高了？
Half an hour later, he did not call.
半个小时以后，他没有打电话。
I call.
我打电话给他。
It's okay. Thank God we connected.
没关系，也很好，感谢主，我打到打通他电话了。
He said, I'm on my way home.
他说我正在往回家的路上。
I said, where did you go?
他问去哪里了。
He said, I didn't go anywhere. I was staying in the school.
他说我没去哪里，我只是留在学校。
Then why didn't you call?
那你为什么不打电话？
He said, oh, I thought I wanted to stay for a while.
他说我只是想再逗留久一点。
The son may forget to call the father.
儿子可能会忘记打电话给他的父亲。
The father never forgets.
但是他父亲永远不会忘记他而已。
So we have that experience.
所以我们有这样的经历。
And thank God he didn't try that again.
感谢主，他并没有再试一次这样的事。
We must learn how to be a father and how to be a son.
我们必须学习怎样做一个父亲，怎样做一个孩子。
And that is one of the three relationships we have to learn.
这是我们该学的三种关系里面其中一个。
And let us look at these three relationships now.
我们看一下这三个关系。
Okay. And remember, Brother Z has taught us something very powerful recently.
记得史弟兄曾经跟我们分享到。
It's concerning the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就讲到, 主奉主的名。
It is a privilege to be in Jesus' name.
奉主的名是我们的权利。
But now, today, we also know it is our obligation.
今天我们也知道是我们的责任。
Because when you have a privilege,
当你有这样一个权利的时候,
and you must know that you also have an obligation.
你必须知道你也照样有这样的责任。
And what, anybody remember what three relationships that we have to use the name of Jesus Christ?
大家是不是记得那三个关系? 我们奉主名的关系。
And the number one is?
第一个,
anyone? This is also our habits.
这也是我们的习惯。
We listen to message, we don't always remember the messages.
我们常常听信息, 却不记得信息。
But it's okay.
那也没关系。
We don't remember the message remember us.
你不记得的信息, 信息会记得你。
One day the message will find you again.
有一天这个信息还会找到你。
Like right now.
就像现在。
And what is the three relationships that we can use the name of Jesus?
哪三个关系是我们可以, 奉主名的?
Number one is the husband and wife relationship.
第一个是夫妻关系。
And that's number two? Father and son relationship.
第二个是父子关系。
And number three? The ambassador and the king's relationship.
第三个是主仆关系。
Now, I would say that in the book of Ephesians, it also mentioned only these three relationships.
在以弗所书里面也只讲到这三个关系。
And it is so surprising to me
对我来说是很奇妙的。
That only after Brother Z had preached about this,
直到史弟兄讲完这一个奉主名的信息。
Then when I read Ephesians again,
我再来读以弗所书,
I said, oh, that's what it is.
我才发现原来是这样的。
Because these are the three most important relationships we must watch out for.
原来这是三个最重要的关系。
So Paul has cited these examples in the book, in chapter 5 and chapter 6.
所以保罗在以弗所书第五、第六章里面讲到这三个关系。
Not only he talked about the will of God that we must be faithful to,
他并不只是讲到我们要对神的旨意,
有信实, but we also must love the Lord with our incorruptible love and love one another.
我们还必须用那一个不朽坏的爱来爱主, 爱彼此。
But the key is how we learn to cherish one another in relationship.
但最重要的是我们怎样顾惜我们彼此中间的关系。
And in Ephesians, there is not difficulty for us to find out that there are these three areas which balances itself.
在以弗所书里面有三方面来平衡这几个点。
The first thing is talking about the redeemed life that we have received from Jesus Christ.
第一个讲到我们已经被救赎的生命。
Then the second one is to call and to awaken each member's function in the body of Christ.
第二个是讲到说我们怎样来帮使其他的肢体也能够起来。
That talks about how we are to serve the Lord.
讲到我们怎样来服侍主。
But I hardly hear anybody preach about relationship.
但是我很少听到有人讲到关系。
Because I often find that throughout the Bible, this is the part of the area that we seldom talk about.
但我发现从整本圣经里面，这三个关系是我们很少讲到的。
So the one relationship is the life of Jesus Christ.
第一个关系是主的生命。
That life is now entering into all the saints.
这一个生命现在进到每一个圣徒的里面。
And by this life, we are to serve the living God.
借着这一个生命，我们来侍奉这一位永恒的神。
To serve in His eternal purpose and to serve in His kingdom.
在他的旨意里面侍奉。 在他国度里面侍奉。
And to also serve in the house of God.
在神的家中侍奉。
But there is a third part of this equation.
在这个里面还有第三个点。
Which is that we must learn how to cherish our relationship in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我们必须学习怎样来顾惜我们一切奉主名的信徒关系。
Because we are not born into a same family.
因为我们不是生在,
by nature.
我们不是生在同一个家庭里面。
And you know, even if people are born in the same family, they have a lot of differences that they have to iron out in their lifetime.
即便你生在同一个家庭里面，你也有许多不同的地方。
But when we are put into the house of God,
当我们被放在神家中的时候,
with all different kinds of personalities,
和许多不同个性的人,
with different kinds of background and understanding,
与许多不同背景的人,
and people are very different as east from the west.
人是非常不同的, 就好像东和西那样的不同。
But now we are to put into one body in the name of Jesus Christ.
而是我们被放在主的名里面，放在同一个身体当中。
So then we realize the relationship part is so important.
然后我们发现这一个关系是那样的重要。
If we only talking about life and have it more abundantly,
我们只是讲，如果我们只讲到说生命它怎样能够 更丰盛。
If we only talking about how to serve the Lord and you know and look not to anybody else left and right and to be overcomer yourself.
如果只是讲到怎样侍奉主，不管其他人，只是我自己做一个得胜者。
Then you will find out that this person very soon will be alone.
那你会发现这一个人很快就会很孤单。
And by the way, Jesus Christ himself is alone.
主耶稣是很孤单的。
He died alone, he bore it all alone.
他很孤单的为我们死。
But it was never in his heart for any of his saints, the body of Christ, to be alone.
但是在他心里面, 他绝对没有要任何他的一个肢体, 孤单,
because he has given us the body, the church together.
因为他给我们一个身体, 就是教会。
If a Christian is to be poor,
如果一个, 基督徒是贫穷的,
that is because he has left the riches of his grace.
因为那是因为他离开了那一个, 丰富的恩典。
But our Lord has given us this relationship part that to balance out the life and the service.
主把这一个, 关系给我们, 叫我们能够在生活和侍奉里面能够平衡。
And in any one of these three areas, we must be tested by for our faithfulness and our incorruptible love.
在这个三个关系的里面, 我们要被试炼。
And if we find out that we are not that faithful in any one of this part,
如果我们发现我们在任何一个点上不信实,
it is the Lord's will for us to return to Him.
主的意思是要我们回到他的面前。
If we are to discover in one of these three areas that our love is very corrupted,
如果发现在这三个点上有哪一个点我们的爱是会朽坏的,
then we must come back to the Lord for His glorious grace.
我们必须回到主的面前求他荣耀的恩典。
What relationship must we have?
我们要有怎么样的一个关系呢?
We must have a relationship that is closer than any earthly relationship.
我们要有一个 非常亲近的关系,
there is not one person that I love more, sorry for my wife, than my son.
没有任何一个, 人我爱他比爱我妻子或孩子还要多。
孩子, 我爱我的孩子比我的妻子多。
Oh, 我爱我的孩子比爱我的妻子多。
I know. I'm not saying this is right.
我并不说这是对,
I'm saying in my nature, this is me.
我是说在我天然生命里面, 这是我。
But everyone is, can be wrong.
但是每个人都会犯错。
But we cannot keep on being wrong.
但是我们不能一直的犯错。
You see, you know, if I'm born liking sweet stuff,
如果我生下来就爱吃甜食,
then who will correct me?
那谁会来纠正我?
My tooth decay.
我牙齿蛀掉的时候,
because it is against the principle of the body.
因为它已经影响到我的身体。
So therefore, I have to learn to give up sweets.
所以我必须放下甜食。
My son is very sweet.
我的孩子很甜。
I love him.
我非常爱他。
It's my nature because we are man.
这是我的天然生命, 因为我们都是男生。
My wife is a woman.
我的妻子是个女的。
And I play with him much closer than I play with my wife.
我可以和他一起玩。
My wife only likes Chinese food.
我妻子只喜欢中国菜。
I like varieties.
我喜欢不同的菜。
My son likes varieties.
我的孩子也是。
So, you know, by nature, we kind of have this closeness.
天然生命我们好像有很多相同的。
But it is not the Lord's will.
但这并不是主的旨意。
That the relationship of husband and wife should be lower than the relationship of father and son.
并不是主的旨意, 夫妻的关系是在父子关系下面。
And because the relationship of the father and son is to reveal the greatness of God's glory.
父子的关系是要显出神的荣耀。
That in the father's heart, he has prepared a wife for his son, and the two shall become one flesh.
在神的心中, 他已经为他的儿子预备了一个妻子。 他二人要成为一体。
Why is it not right for me to just love my son more than my wife?
为什么我爱我孩子多过爱妻子就是错的呢?
It is because that is not the Lord's will for humankind.
因为这不是神对人的,
It is not the will in the Father's heart.
这并不是在父心中的旨意。
The will of the Father's heart is that I will make a wife for him and the two shall become one flesh.
在父神心中的旨意是他要为他的儿子造一个女人, 二人要成为一体。
When the son matures,
当这个儿子长大的时候,
the son realized the father's heart.
这一个儿子知道他父亲的心意。
And the only begotten son understand the father's heart.
这一个独生子他知道父神的心意。
And therefore the word became flesh.
所以道成肉身。
And he came into the world to redeem sinners.
他来到地上来救赎罪人,
to find himself a bride,
来为他的儿子找一个心腹,
and the husband loves the wife,
丈夫那样的爱妻子,
and the wife submit herself to the husband,
妻子又是那样的顺服她的丈夫。
That is the relationship in the Lord's will.
这是在神里面的, 关系。
Relationship is more important than we can talk about.
关系真的, 是我们所 很难用语言语来表达的。
But I plead to all brothers and sisters. 向大家呼求。
哦, 我向大家呼求。
That we must love our wives.
我们必须爱我们的妻子。
Not because they are lovely.
并不是因为他们很可爱。
I beg your pardon. Not only because they are lovely.
并不只是因为他们很可爱。
But because it is the Lord's will.
因为这是神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, we have all sometimes a lot of shortcomings.
有时候我们都有很多缺点。
I have a lot of shortcomings. I know I should love my wife, but I couldn't.
我知道我有很多缺点，我知道我应该爱我的妻子，但是我有时候做不到。
So one day I try.
那有一天我试着去做。
When I know I should and I couldn't.
当我知道我应该这样做却做不到的时候。
I call the name of Jesus.
我呼求主的名。
And it is effective.
这是很有效的。
Suddenly my wife is beautiful again, like she was 18.
忽然我的妻子又变成那样的美丽。
And this is true.
这是真的。
Love can be learned.
爱是可以来学的。
We can receive love.
我们可以领受爱。
And I admire some people who are in their 70s, 80s, they're holding hands, walking on the beach.
我很羡慕很多年长的，他们可以手牵手在海边散步。
Now mind you, they may not have Jesus Christ in them.
他们也许并没有主在他们的心里。
But they have this closeness among them.
但是他们在他们中间却有那个亲密的关系。
I want more.What they have,
我要他们有的
but more,
然后更多
I want Jesus Christ to be the love tying us the two together.
我要主的爱把我们两个绑在一起
When we understand the love between the relationship between the husband and wife,
当我懂得了夫妻中间的关系的时候
life is meaningful.
生命才有意义
service is meaningful.
侍奉才有意义
And we are to serve our Lord like the woman waiting to receive the husband.
我们要服侍主就好像一个女人等候她的丈夫。
And Ephesians 5:20-6:9.
以弗所书五章二十到第六章九节。
Give us this practice of how we are to cherish this relationship.
讲到我们怎么样来操练顾惜这样这些关系。
This relationship that is given to us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些关系是在耶稣基督的名里面赐给我们的。
Whether you are a husband or a wife.
无论你是丈夫或是妻子。
Whether you are a father or a son.
无论你是父亲或是儿子。
Whether you are a master or a slave.
无论你是仆人或主人或仆人
May we all find our own position to cherish the relationship.
让我们都能够找到自己的地位来顾惜这些关系
Because it is the Lord's will.
因为这是神的旨意
And we must be faithful in the Lord's will.
我们必须对神的旨意忠心
And may time pass that it will reveal to us how we love the Lord with our incorruptible love.
当时间过去的时候，我们会发现我们要怎样用一个不能朽坏的爱来爱我们的主。
And may the Lord give us all commendation.
愿主帮助我们。
Let us sing the hymn again, 163.
我们再唱163首。